Commissioner Salzman, thank you.
Okay.
And at the end of the presentation, Commissioner Salzman first, Commissioner Fritz second, and then Commissioner Fish last.
I'm used to that. I take no offense.
We'll work on that next year.
At least you got it right. That's Fritz and Fish. That's progress.
That's true.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. The council will come to order. I've already discussed with Carla, no need to call the roll. So I want to welcome you to the 15th Annual Safety Recognition Day. I'm Commissioner Dan Saltzman. On my right is Commissioner Amanda Fritz, and to my left is Commissioner Nick Fish. And today we take time out of our busy schedules to recognize City of Portland employees and partners who are working with the city for their efforts in safety throughout the year. The good news is it's really rewarding to see so many of you getting awards today. The bad news is there's only three of us to hand out all those awards, so we're going to have to work extra hard here, but it's worth it to honor the employees and our partners. The safety of all of our employees is important to everyone. We all need to continue to focus on preventing workplace accidents, injuries, and illnesses. We all benefit from that. So congratulations to all of you who are receiving awards today, and thank you for your many contributions to ensure the continued success of the city's safety program. And lastly, thank you all for coming today to share in this celebration. So we're going to get right underway here, and I'm going to do the first award. I'll come over here, and it's to the Police Bureau. I think we have Chief Reese in the audience. Chief.
Sure.
Right here. So this is the first category, Significant Loss Reduction Awards, Portland Police Bureau, for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2010 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories. General liability losses have been reduced 28%, fleet liability losses reduced 25%. So that's really good work, and congratulations, Chief, accepting on behalf of the Bureau.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, the next award is to the Office of Management and Finance, to their Safety Committee. And I'll call out your names, and if you're here, please come on up. We have Gary Baldwin, Nicole Gaffoy, Paula Windorf, Doug Stickler, Paul Wallman, Dale Fessenden, and Carol Temper. You're all here? Great. We've got a lot of you here. Feel free to gather around behind me while I read your accolades here. The OMF Safety Committee continues to strengthen its activities, including inspections, following up on uncompleted inspection reports, recommendations, and then development of a TRACIT incident analysis form. The committee continues to promote and sponsor Safety Break for Oregon, and last year this event attracted over 80 OMF employees. So thank you very much to the OMF Safety Committee.
I'm Gary Baldwin. I'm chairman of this committee, and I just like to express my appreciation to each and every one of my committee members for digging in and making such a successful year for us, and also to my supervisors and to Jeff Baer, who's been a great inspiration and support to us also. Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay, our next award, again, Office of Management and Finance, Outstanding Safety Committee Chairperson, Gary Baldwin.
Come back up. Well, Gary, you serve as the chair of the OMF Safety Committee. You've worked hard to get representation on the Safety Committee from key bureaus and divisions within OMF. And you've also spearheaded the Safety Break for Oregon event for the last 2 years. Activities included an introduction to the fitness center, blood pressure screening, how to use an AET device to save a life, emergency response at home, and the importance of wellness, fitness, and preventing on-the-job injuries and illnesses. So thank you for your leadership, Gary.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Our next award is Office of Management and Finance Safety Champion, Paul Wallman. Come on up. Told you you'd be proud of your dad. So Paul is the Operations Manager for the OMF Bureau of Internal Business Services / Facility Service Division. Paul has worked as the Fire, Life, and Disability Safety Director for the past 6 years. Paul was also the author of the theme, Working Hard at Playing It Safe, for the 2009 statewide Oregon OSHA-sponsored Safety Break for Oregon. So thank you, Paul, for your many contributions to safety, and if you'd like to say a word or two?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, our next award goes to is the Office of Management and Finance, our partners in prevention, and that's Standard Insurance Company, Dan McMillan and Steve Cooper. Why don't you come on up here? So these Dan and Steve are representatives from the city's long-term disability insurance provider, Standard Insurance Company, which is being honored for the stay-at-work capabilities of its workplace possibilities program. The Standard Insurance Company developed the program to reduce the impact of injuries and illnesses at the workplace. Since last summer, the Standard has helped the city with a number of worksite modification projects. So Dan, Steve, and the Standard Insurance Company, we thank you for helping the city, keeping its valuable employees on the job, and thank you for all you do in our community.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Commissioner Salzman. My name is Dan McMillan. I'm the Vice President of Insurance Services at the Standard, and we're very pleased to accept this award today. And really, on behalf of our 3,100 employees, we are pleased to be recognized for this award, in part because we've invested a lot in this program. And Standard, being headquartered in Portland for the last 100 years and working with the city for a number of those years, it is particularly poignant, and we really count you tops in our partners that we work with. Particular recognition should go to my colleague Steve Cooper, who's been instrumental in developing the program and instituting it here at the city. It's early in the program. We're seeing good results, but we're really very excited about the possibilities as we move forward. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next award, Office of Management and Finance, the Printing and Distribution Safety Committee Award. And the committee members, if you're here, please come on up. Ron Haddock, Lou Reininger, Don Bryans, Julie Schmidt, and Doug Tobin. Great, welcome. The Printing and Distribution has eliminated the use of hazardous chemicals in their operations, with the exception of microfilm. This drastically reduces the amount of toxic waste generated and provides a much safer work environment. There have been no preventable accidents or injuries in the last year, and they continue to work hard to remain accident and injury free. So please join me in thanking the Printing and Distribution Safety Committee.
Thank you.
A word or two?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, our next award goes to, is again, Office of Management of Finance, Bureau of Technology Services, Outstanding Safety Committee Chairperson, Bob Oakes. Bob is probably just up here. No, okay. Hi, Bob. Okay, well, over the past few years, Bob has spearheaded the creation of a bureau-wide safety program. As chair, Bob has instituted a loss prevention process and increased compliance with OSHA guidelines. Bob's passion and commitment to safety are clearly visible through his efforts and leadership as the BTS Safety Committee Chair. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks,
the next award category is, again, Office of Management and Finance. Oh, I already did this. The BTS Safety Committee?
Yes.
We did that. No, we didn't. No, we didn't do
it. We haven't done it yet, no.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, got twisted out of order.
Okay.
It's you again, Bob.
The BTS Safety Committee, okay. Jake Bissell, Mark Darfler, Mark Deeb, Dean Erskine, Mary Ford, Mary Graham, Philip Holmstrand, Dan Jasper, and Bob Oakes. So if you're all here, or I know Bob's here.
They're all working.
They're all working. Okay. That was the right answer. Safely, yes. In 2008, under the leadership of Bob Oakes, the BTS leadership team created a safety committee inclusive of all locations and roles within BTS. The committee has established a safety committee website and completed a hazard assessment of all facilities and resolved over 16 major safety issues. So again, thank you to the employees and to Bob for your great work.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Okay, the last award in Office of Management and Finance is a city fleet, Bankable Ideas for Safety, Dan Smith and Terry Smith. Do we have them here? Great, okay. So supervisors Dan Smith and Terry Smith had two employees who were injured on the job and were on light duty truck assignments while recovering from their injuries. These employees had difficulty lifting tires from the upper racks and transporting them to the tire removal machine. So Dan and Terry worked closely with Melissa Schnell of Risk Management to identify and purchase a piece of equipment now used by all employees to reduce their risk of injury from handling tires. So thank you, Bob and Terry, for improving employee safety while saving the city money.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I'd just like to say that I'm John Hunt, the City Fleet Manager, and I'm just accepting this on behalf of our employees and really appreciate that they look out for employee safety on a daily basis.
Okay, we're going to segue now to the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Bureau of Environmental Services, a significant loss reduction award. And the, Dean Marriott, or somebody from the Bureau accepting?
I'm here, Ben.
There he is. Okay, great. So for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2010 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories. General liability losses reduced 31%. Workers' compensation losses reduced 18%. So thank you, Dean, and the rest of the Bureau.
Well, I'll be very brief. I do want to thank all of the dedicated staff at Environmental Services, and there's hundreds of them that think about safety every single day, and these are the results. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, again, Bureau of Environmental Services, Safety Committee Award to the Field Construction Safety Committee. If you're here, come on down. We have Jason Winziket, Wingwiznik, okay, thank you, who is the chair. Dan Holt, vice chairperson. Terry Height, the site visit coordinator. Terry Tice, Pat Nagel, Scott McKenzie, Tony Grant, and Jim Schiller. Okay, they're all working in this field safely. The Field Construction Safety Committee completed a project for a bumper-mounted retrieval winch for emergency workers retrieval of manholes. They also secured an employee discount for the purchase of safety boots and area stores and established an event calendar for safety activities. So please join me in congratulating the BES Field Construction Safety Committee, and Dean Marriott will accept on behalf of the committee. Congratulations. The next Bureau of Environmental Services Award, Safety Committee Award, is to the Materials Testing Lab Safety Committee. Committee members, Sherry Delphinius, Jim Wood, Tom Pfeiffer, and Paul Schuberg. Do we have any of them here?
Yeah.
Paul? Okay. The Materials Testing Lab Safety Committee worked to reconfigure plumbing to remove several hazards in our chop saw and trimming area. Their efforts led to the installations of a hoist in one of the trucks for heavy lifting of hazardous items. So congratulations to the Materials Testing Lab Safety Committee for their efforts to ensure employee safety.
Are we all here?
I just want to say thank you from the Materials Test Lab. They have a complicated environment. They work very, very hard, all the employees, to make it safe, and they do a very good job. Thank you.
Now we're going to recognize a Bureau of Environmental Services safety champion, Joe Panis. If you're here, come on up. Joe serves as the editor of the quarterly Bureau-wide BES Safety Committee newsletter, The Safety Times. Hi. He writes and edits articles, summarizes monthly reports, and works hard to publish The Safety Times as scheduled. City of Portland appreciates your work, Joe, and your valuable contributions in promoting safety within the City of Portland. Thank you very much. That's it again. We have another Bureau of Environmental Services safety champion, Andrew Arnsberg, or Andy. Come on up, Andy. Great. Well, Andy has proven excellent leadership skills in the area of safety as an environmental technician too, in the Bureau of Environmental Services field operations. He is an avid bicyclist and has helped field operations better handle work zone traffic control issues that improve the Portland bicycling community. He is an active member of the Bureau of Environmental Services Pollution Prevention Services Group Safety Committee and uses his vast experience to teach other work groups to safely conduct work in the city's collection system. Andy is truly a gift to the city and should be commended for his excellent safety leadership. Thanks, Andy. Another Bureau of Environmental Services safety champion is Randy Belston. Randy, come on up if you're here. Great. Thanks. When decontamination activities and sample processing could no longer be safely carried out at the Water Pollution Control Lab, Randy spearheaded a joint effort to solve the problem. Working with the BES Risk and the laboratory, Randy documented the serious exposure to acetone and methanol. A certified industrial hygienist, Randy led the effort in evaluating structural engineering alternatives and fit-for-purpose performance for commercial fume hoods. Due to his efforts, field operations will be able to continue their important work in the safe manner now and into the future. So thank you, Randy. Welcome to say a word of thanks. Okay, the next award is to Bureau of Environmental Services, the Design and Construction Services Safety Committee. The committee members are Phil Choate, who is the chair. Gary Hodge, please come up if you're here. Pat Nagel, Steve Hawkins, Janet Strahl, Neil Choate, Rick McCoy, Lori Allen, Joe Paris, Scott Gibson, Mike Baker, Neil Bruch, Blair Bean, Julie Sewer, Alicia Rollins, Lindell Walton, Patty Nelson, Fahim Rahman, Paul Schuberg, Mike Reiner, Corey Rosicco, Janet Strahl, and Jason Weinzenick. Okay. Well, thank you all. This is the largest committee so far. This committee continues to improve the Bureau's systems for managing construction safety. The committee has developed safety-related policies, contract language, and training recommendations in an effort to make BES construction projects safer places for citizens, construction workers, and city employees. So thank you all.
Thank you all. Does anybody want to fill?
I'm the vice chair, and Phil's not here, and he said asked me to accept this, and he didn't say I had to say anything. So, but we appreciate it. These guys work very hard for the rest of the inspectors that are out in the field, basically in the trenches, and our true reward is that they get home safely. Thank you.
Great. Okay, the last award for the Bureau of Environmental Services is to the Wastewater Group Safety Committee, whose members are Mike Cioli, who's the chair, Rob George, vice chair. Come on up if you're here. Rick Partridge, Chris Bamford, Ron Lilienthal, Randy Tomczyk, Steve Detheridge, Jim Sanderson, Steve Barrett, Greg Taylor, Armin Coleman, Cliff Meyer, Dave Remillard, Mary Seacrest, Scott Norris, and Paul Schuberg again. Okay, well, thank you. And the Wastewater Group Safety Committee has established a work order system to follow up on safety deficiencies. The system provides feedback so safety and health documents can be updated and new guidelines established. So thank you for your continued efforts to improve employee safety and health. Thank you. All? Who's going to accept the award?
I will.
Okay.
Congratulations. Thank you. I'm really proud of the way that our committee continually finds ways to come together as a team and find ways to mitigate the risk that we find. I think that's reflected in our incident numbers, which we've been able to keep down over the last few years. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, thank you. Now, my pleasure to introduce Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. It's wonderful to see so many good city workers, friends, and family here in City Hall. I was just remembering when we did the proclamation honoring the University of Oregon's national football team, I mentioned that we often don't get the opportunity to clap and cheer and holler for when we do good things in our work or we get great grades in school. So it's this afternoon we do. So if you want to hoop and holler, that's fine with me. My first award is for the Bureau of Emergency Communications Safety Champion, Stephanie Solomon Lopez. There you go. Stephanie has been a member of BOEC's Health and Safety Committee for over 15 years. She's currently the committee chair and has been for approximately 12 years. She developed a process by which the committee can review incident and near-miss reports so the Bureau can prevent on-the-job injuries. Stephanie also serves as the BOAC ergonomic coordinator. She is truly a safety champion and a wellness champion in every sense of the word. Thank you, Stephanie, for caring about your fellow workers and your leadership in health and safety. For the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, our safety champion is John Dutt. John has been a member and chairperson of the ONI Safety and Wellness Committee since its inception in 2006. John was the primary developer of the ONI Emergency and Safety Plan template. He has been instrumental in establishing custom safety and wellness plans at 9 different Bureau worksite locations. He actively participates in safety and wellness surveys and plans, including a Bureau-wide 12-week wellness challenge, which had 90% employee participation and roped in their commissioner to do a dance at the end. John is also the, which almost killed me, I would have to say, because I don't get much exercise myself. So we're all going to do better on wellness, right, everybody? With champions like John following his lead, we will be able to. John is also the ONI Bureau Ergonomic Coordinator and co-chairs the City Hall Emergency Preparedness Committee. Thank you, John, for your many contributions to employee safety and health.
I just wanted to take a quick second to thank the rest of our safety committee members, Nicole Sharon, Susan Barr here, as well as Terry Papineau, and just take the opportunity to thank our leadership for supporting us. We're a small bureau, but we're pretty proud of some of the stuff we've done, and just encourage everybody here. I think the work that we do is really important. Sometimes wellness and safety stuff kind of gets put on the side when we get in tough budget times, but I don't think there's really anything more important we do than to support each other and to take care of each other and encourage folks to take care of themselves. So keep up the good work. Thanks.
This next awards are for Commissioner Leonard. I was thinking I was going to have to get a firefighter to come and move the pile for me because I don't want to wrench my back, but here we go. Our first award is for the significant loss reduction for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2010 against an average of the previous 3 fiscal years in the following categories: fleet liability reduction 21% and workers' compensation reduced 15%. Accepting this award on behalf of Portland Fire is Chief John Klum.
First and foremost, I want to thank all the staff that make this possible. We got several of them in the audience today. Under the leadership of Chief Bray and our training and safety division, we take our fleet liability and workers' comp very seriously. And we make every effort to extend every training opportunity we have for firefighters, not only in just the fleet vehicles, but also in the heavy apparatus that we drive on a daily basis. But I just want to express my appreciation for the commitment of the staff to make it possible.
For the Water Bureau, accepting will be Mike Sturr. And this significant loss reduction award is for achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2010 against an average of the pre-fiscal years in the categories of fleet liability reduced 17%. And we thank you very much for your Bureau's continuing efforts to reduce the losses.
It's always kind of hard to accept things on behalf of somebody, but I'm accepting this on behalf of some other people you're going to hear from today. The Water Bureau, like most of the infrastructure bureaus, we have normal, what I would call normal safety activities that you'd find in the big building next door, out to the watershed, working in an isolated area, handling hazardous chemicals every day, otherwise known as water treatment, climbing high tanks to maintain those beautiful elevated tanks that we've planted all over the city, and a great many of our workers working in trenches and vaults. We have several safety committees scattered about, some geographic and some by function, but they've done an outstanding job of trying to make it a safe place for both us to work and safe for our citizens to be around what we do. So thanks to all of them. Thank you.
Would the Water Bureau's Safety Committee please come down? Rob Patterson, Debbie Kasky, Jim Corbell, Kim Dinnan, Tom Dufala, Jamal Folsom, Eric Fullen, John Henry Georgiades. Georgiades, thank you. And it's even said phonetically on here. You might think this is the easy part of my job. This is really challenging to get the not only the names wrong, and I'm sorry about messing that one up, but then the whole pass it over, handshake, clap, you know? So thanks for helping me along here. You know, you can, everybody's welcome to participate and call out the right names when I get them wrong. Let's see. Jeff Gray, Jeff Gard, Patrick Haggerty, Kevin Sewell, Sam Harold, Andrea, I'm now really nervous. I'm going to mess up every single one. Heinz, thank you. Andrew Heinz, Michael Houston, Tim Kading, Ashley Scher, Sam Ratliff, John Robson, Carol Starkey, Sarah Stinson, Jonathan Seifert. This one I was practicing this one last night for like 5 minutes. Help me. See, that's how I would have said it without the fucking anything. Villanueva. Chris Warner, Andrew Wendell Schaefer. Oh, thank you. James Wisner and Crystal Yasmin. Thank you for your many contributions to employee safety and your patience at my messing up your names.
I just want to thank all of you for recognizing the importance of safety and the committees and members which help us stay safe and their dedication to keeping us safe. Thank you.
Good job. Thanks for saying all those names.
You know, in addition to having employees who are hardworking and conscious of safety, you're also nice and very helpful to me as somebody who hasn't been doing this all that long. The Bull Run Safety Committee, please come down. Andrew Dakner, Annette Silly, Bruce Bullock, Jody Berlin, Conway Breland, Craig McMillan, Eric Fullen, Jeff Gard, Josh Jeffrey, Randy Kane, Rick Ellert, Rick Seawright, Robert Alter, Rod Pike, Scott Bryan, Steve Schenk, Tim Grandall, and Debbie Kasky. Thank you, committee members of the Bull Run Safety Committee, for your many contributions to employee safety. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right.
Dismiss. No, stay and clap. The next safety committee is the Portland Building Committee. Chris Herzog, Chuck Bayukas, Eric Brainich, Eric Fullen, Eric Hofeld, Gary Egan, Jeff Gard, Kate Leatherborough, Mark Boyko, Mark Seberg, Terry Wentz, Debbie Kasky, and Rita King. Thank you all for your contributions.
The hardest task this safety committee has got, believe it or not, is to convince everybody in the Portland building that even working in an office environment, safety is a concern. And I think we can prove that because the first time we held our Take a Break for Safety, we had 6 people show up. Last year, we had 114 out of 300 employees in the building, from what I've been told. So good. We're working on it.
I outstanding Safety Committee chairperson is Crystal Yesman of the Interstate Safety Committee. Is Crystal here? Crystal is conscientious about her efforts to improve safety and enhance the work environment. During this time period, she has brought our deficient vaults to the forefront for assessment and repair. She has also sought out enhanced ladder systems. Crystal is eager to address safety concerns that are brought up through the committee. Crystal, thank you for actively leading efforts to improve safety and health. Next outstanding Safety Committee chairperson, Gary Egan, the Portland's Building Safety Committee. No, come here. Don't leave me all by myself. Gary is always seeking to improve the Safety Committee through knowledge and education. Gary has arranged to have the committee attend OSHA safety courses during their meetings. He has also focused on OSHA's Take a Break for Safety, as he just mentioned, to enable the Portland building employees to have an opportunity to experience what the committee is accomplishing and offering safety gifts for attending. Gary, thank you for your continued efforts to improve employee safety.
I know I already talked once, but I want to thank the Safety Committee members. They helped me get this, and my mentor, Eric Fullen.
Very nice. The next outstanding Safety Committee chairperson is Bruce Bullock from the Bull Run Safety Committee. I gotta read the speech. Bruce is a strong advocate for safety and utilizes the Safety Committee as an avenue to correct safety deficiencies. He noted an unsafe condition on the forklift and has been working with Fleet to address the concern and enhance the safe operation of the forklift at Sandy River. Thank you, Bruce.
It's easy to be a good chairman when I have such dedicated Safety Committee members and such good, strong support from our management and supervisors. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
The safety champion, Kevin Sewell. Kevin is a member of the Safety Committee and has also been directly involved in the Interstate Accident Review Committee. He draws upon his education and work experience to help both committees understand safety issues, accident causes, and potential solutions. Employee safety is important to Kevin, and he shows his commitment daily in his role as manager. Thank you, Kevin, for your leadership. You think once it was your turn to get up at the mic, you'd just like have at it, but it's all right. Either way works. Next safety champion, Kirk Nibbler. Oh, receiving for Kirk. Kirk spearheaded the research and implementation of the new gas detectors. These detectors have docking stations which check the detectors daily and take readings from what has been recorded. The docking stations also recharge the gas detectors and provide a bump calibration for them. Monthly, the detectors receive full calibration. With this, employees can feel more confident that their equipment is charged, calibrated, and can be relied on for accurate readings. So we thank Kirk for his many contributions to employee safety. Thank you for accepting for him.
Are you?
I'll say something. For those of you that know me, I'm never too much of at a loss for words. So I just want to say that Kirk and the other folks that are not here today from Water Bureau out coming up with new technological methods of being safe. So thank you.
Thank you. Logan Borden. This is an award for safety solutions. Logan realized during the light rail project that a significant safety issue had been created for bicyclists and our employees who are turning off Broadway onto Larrabee. The bike lane had been moved to the right, putting the cyclists at a blind spot for most drivers. Logan immediately sent out an email to all employees telling them of the concern and potential for accidents. As a result, our drivers are very cautious to ensure that they are aware of any bicyclists in the area, providing them safe passage. Thank you, Logan, for noticing and caring. Clay Looper. He's out in the field. He's a lifesaver, Good Samaritan. Except for him, too. This is great. After completing a wilderness first aid course, Clay happened upon a traffic collision in February of 2010. He was able to utilize his new skills and his first aid kit to render medical attention to the victim until emergency responders arrived at the scene. Clay, thank you for applying your first aid skills to save a life.
If Clay were here, he would say thank you very much for everyone being safe. He's out making sure the contractors are being safe as well.
And our next lifesaver Good Samaritan is James Baker. Coming right up. Jim came across a vehicle fire next to the Portland building. He promptly used an extinguisher to control the fire. He also set up cones and directed traffic. Jim then stayed on the scene until the arrival of fire personnel. Thank you for your quick and effective action to protect property and Portland citizens.
I'm very glad to be recognized for the actions I took that morning, but it also makes me very glad to let you know that there are many others within the Water Bureau, and I'm sure within the other bureaus who are trained and would have done the same thing that I did.
A Creative Solutions Award to Ron Drath and Lynn Arnold. Ron Drath and Lynn Arnold worked diligently with affected employees, tool designers, and management to develop a tool for lifting water meter lids. This tool is now in use. It is easy to grasp and reduces repetitive bending for water meter readers. As a result, employee exposure to injury has been greatly reduced. Thank you, Ron and Lynn, for making the city of Portland a safer place to work. Another lifesaver Good Samaritan, Brian Hahn. Brian is from the customer service group. He performed the Heimlich maneuver when his coworker was choking. Thank you for putting your first aid training to work and saving a life. Nice job. Bankable and Remarkable Ideas for Safety Award goes to Eric Fullen. Eric helped an injured worker secure a vehicle and a sit-stand workstation for a modified duty assignment while obtaining, with the help of OMF Risk Management, a $2,500 reimbursement for the State of Oregon Employer at Injury Program. These items help keep a valuable employee productive and at work and save the city money at the same time. Thank you, Eric. The Bureau of Developmental Services Safety Committee Award. Kathy Saunders, Douglas Hardy, Mike Leafield, Mark Fetters, and Denise Klein. In 2010, the BDS Safety Committee continued to execute its responsibilities with dedication, enthusiasm, and creativity in spite of the significant downsizing of operations. We extend our thanks to the Bureau of Development Services Safety Committee for continuing its legacy of excellence and for continuing its drive to maintain the safety and well-being of employees. Thank you. And our final award is a trio of partners in prevention from Metro, Tiffany Gates, from Portland Police Bureau Central Precinct, Sergeant Cliff Basigalupi, and from, was that close? Not even close. Would you like to tell me how to say it?
We're going to do that at the end. Yeah.
Basigalupi, that never quite goes very well.
That's a cool name. You know, Fritz is boring. And Director Paul Scarlett of the Bureau of Development Services. Particularly tricky, three at the end here. Metro's Regional Illegal Dumping Patrol, the Portland Police Bureau, and the Bureau of Development Services have partnered to clean up and prevent illegal dumping of garbage and other hazardous items resulting from transient camps throughout the city of Portland. This is the first time this program has been recognized by the city for successfully improving the safety and livability of Portland's communities. In 2009, Metro cleaned up 264 tons of waste material from more than 3,798 various times of illegal dump sites. Thank you, all of you, for being exemplary partners in making Portland safer and healthier.
And now Commissioner Nick Fish.
Well, the first is Portland Parks and Rec. Chair Tom Henn, Pete Anthony, Doug Brenner, Gary Johnson, Linda Johnson, Sean Lindsay, Vince Moore, Don Metaggart, Paul Radmaker, Alex Salazar, Christy Salzer, Aaron Smelzer, Barbara Augen, and Pam Douglas. How'd I do? Okay. Perfect. Hold this for a second. This safety committee has spent the year making changes, both small and large, to make Portland Parks and Rec a safer place to work. Committee members have started a process to have site supervisors complete quarterly inspections, push for repaving at Mount Tabor Yard, and continued to provide leadership in occupational safety and health. Thank you all for your good work.
I'd like to thank Commissioner Fish for this award, and I appreciate all the help that my committee members do, and the fact that some of the supervisors, frontline supervisors, attend the meetings and assist us with our efforts in safety. And as he said, we're working to tie work orders to our quarterly inspections and make those more useful and a way to complete tasks in a timely manner. Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much. By the way, this year the public gave employees of the Parks Bureau an 86% favorable rating. We still somehow, for some reason, we trail Chief Glum and his troops, but I mean, what do the firefighters have over us, Chief Glum? So the next is the Safety Committee Award Recreation Safety Committee. Would the following individuals please come up? Kevin Matthias, Nancy Roth, Cheryl Juber, Jenny Burt, Barbara Uggen, Neil Brown, Rick Cantu, and Janelle Andrews. The Recreation Safety Committee has a sincere concern for the safety and health of the staff who bring Portland Park and Rec programs and services to Portlanders. Our recreation staff face a variety of safety issues in their work, from ladders to limbs and summer heat to winter snow, providing programming for infants to seniors. This committee works hard to ensure the safety of our employees while they create fun fitness activities for the community. Congratulations to each of you.
Thank you.
And then you get a picture and then maybe a wave.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Would Don Metaggart please come forward? Is Don? You can stand here for a second and hold this. This is our Safety Champion Award. Don has worked for Portland Parks and Rec for many years. He is currently a supervisor headquartered at Gabriel Park. Don has a thorough understanding of the nature of our operations and the risks associated with them. He strongly advocates for the safety of his crew. He has served on the safety committee for several years and is always sharing his knowledge and experience with others to promote a healthy and safe workplace. Please join me in thanking Don for his work and in congratulating him for his ongoing role as safety champion. Congratulations. Next up is Partners in Prevention Award. This is shared by Portland Parks and Rec and the Bureau of Development Services. Barbara Uggen, if you could come back and join us. And from BDS, Mark Fetters, Gren Supriano, Kylia Kylo Hammond, Denise Klein. Congratulations. If you can hold that for a sec. During the unfortunate downsizing at the Bureau of Development Services, a surplus of height-adjustable work surfaces and chairs was identified. With a bit of coordination, BDS and PPR staff were able to transfer the surfaces and chairs to areas of greatest need in the Parks Bureau. This partnership provided significant and valuable resources to the staff of Portland Parks and Rec. Many thanks to the staff of both BDS and PPR for their work to improve the safety and health of our employees. Thank you both. Next is the Bankable Ideas for Safety. And once again, I would ask Barbara Uggen to come forward along with Nancy Roth and Gary Hill. Why don't you just stay up here for about the next few words here. Portland Parks and Rec utilize the state employer at injury program several times this year to help injured workers transition back to regular duty. Barbara and Nancy helped one injured staff member identify a special archiving project for her transitional assignment. Together with Melissa Schnell of Risk Management, our team secured 100% reimbursement of PPR. That's $2,309 for materials and equipment. Gary identified a piece of equipment to not only help injured workers while on light duty, but also to help all staff members do their work more safely. Portland Parks and Rec purchased the equipment and obtained more than $2,500 in reimbursement from the state. Thanks to Barbara and to Nancy and Gary for your creativity in improving employee safety while saving the city money. Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, our mayor is in Spain. So I will hand out some awards to the Bureau of Transportation. Starting with the Parking Enforcement Safety Committee, with David Brugger, Shelley Knezovich, Laurel Shepard, Debbie Barkley, Mark Friedman, and Patty Peterson, please come forward. It's funny, I don't recognize any of these enforcement people. Now, that's only half true. So the Parking Enforcement Safety Committee continues to strongly support and promote safety. It updated vehicle safety kits and the department's building evacuation backpack, arranged for training in safe driving and back injury prevention, and developed a custom safety video covering daily safety reminders, which was used for Safety Break for Oregon and the annual Citywide Safety Committee Conference. Thank you, Parking Enforcement Safety Committee, for all of your fine work. Would someone like to say that? Okay, thank you. The next award is called the Bankable Ideas for Safety. Would Nolan McCracken please come forward? Of course, it's Nolan McCrill. I don't have to be reminded of that, Nolan. Thank you. Okay, yes. Commissioner Fritz said, giving me that tip earlier. Nolan had several of his parking enforcement officers working transitional light duty work in the office due to their injuries. He was able to purchase ergonomic chairs for each worker to use while they were working light duty. These chairs were paid for by the State Employer at Injury Program, or EAIP, and parking enforcement was reimbursed the full amount of $2,530. This helped the workers recover quickly from their injuries and to get back to their regular job duties. These ergonomic chairs are now available for other workers. I may put a bid in for one of them. This is horrible on my back, actually. While they are performing modified job duties. Thank you, Nolan, for your commitment to employee safety and to saving the city money. Congratulations.
I'd like to thank our Parking Enforcement Safety Committee. They do an excellent job of keeping our officers safe on the street. And also I'd like to thank Risk Management for helping with getting us in touch with how to reimburse for safety equipment for our light duty employees. It's been a big help on getting them back on the street. Thanks. Thank you.
The next award is Portland Bureau of Transportation Maintenance Operations Significant Loss Reduction Award and PBOT Maintenance Operations. Would Suzanne Kahn and Eric Peterson please come forward? For achieving a significant reduction of losses during fiscal year 2010 against an average of the previous three fiscal years in the following categories: fleet liability reduced 9%, workers' compensation reduced 13%. Accepting today on behalf of the PBOT Maintenance Operations, Suzanne Kahn and Eric Peterson. Congratulations.
This is the fourth year in a row that maintenance has achieved significant reductions, and that doesn't happen without everyone paying attention to safety. So I'd just like to thank all of our employees for caring and paying attention.
To reiterate that, if it wasn't for all their effort and they're sitting here all around here today, thank you for all of your effort to keep everything safe and using the safety equipment we have. I appreciate it very much, and thank you for the recognition.
Thank you very much. You know, we've been at this for about 45 minutes. Nicole, should we do some wellness exercises and get people up? Well, you're okay. So the next is the Safety Committee Award, Street Maintenance Safety Committee. And I have a number of people to ask to come up and join me. Pete Shalachi. Shalachi, thank you. Ed Summers, Corey Long, Thomas Abashan, Terry Sharp, Zach Macy. Aha, you didn't think I'd get that one. Fred, it's because it's spelled phonetically. Fred Kennedy, Mike Geelan, Mike Hamill, Troy Wakefield, Demetrius Proctor, Linda Hoffman, and Donna Sellers. Yeah. How you doing? Congratulations, everybody. So the Street Maintenance Safety Committee ensures that safe work practices are developed and used by all employees. Committee members meet monthly, and members regularly address relevant safety issues. Following their meetings, they check in to make sure needed corrective actions are completed. Thanks to each of you for your hard and important work, and congratulations. You get a picture. A quick picture here. Come on, ladies. Can we get in a little closer, mate? Just to... The two most photogenic people are on the wing. Let's get in here.
Not you, Mike.
Thank you. Would anyone like to say a word? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.